You're tuned into a Juno Afternoon from KTOO Public Media. Scott Burton, your host today. It's about 6 minutes past the hour. My first guests are Elaine Schroeder and Heather Evoy. They are both on the board of 350 Juno, and we're going to be talking about tomorrow or Saturday's Rise for Climate rally on the Capitol steps. Welcome to the show, Elaine and Heather.
Thank you.
Hello. Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. So 350 Juno, what are you all about?
350 Juno, Climate Action for Alaska, is a local group of a international organization called 350.org that was founded by Bill McKibben in the U.S. in Vermont. And our main goal is to hold our elected officials to the true nature of the science of climate change, hold them responsible for that. We're working both locally, statewide, and in many ways internationally.
And remind us the 350 reference has
350 is 350 parts per million of CO2 that is a livable planet. We're now at about 412.
So we're
and that's
above.
Why we're having all these problems, because we're way above, and we're rising all the time.
Okay. So you have organized this Rise for Climate rally on Saturday morning, right?
Well, our committee has. In fact, we're a coalition of several groups, the Alaska Interfaith Power and Light, SEAC, Southeast Alaska Regional Conservation Council, Renewable Juno, and the Sustainability Committee at UAS. So we're a coalition of groups that is putting this on.
All right. Can you give us the details for Saturday, Heather?
Details for the Rise for Climate. We have three main demands that are being called for at all of the rallies. And that would number one would be to halt all new fossil fuel projects. And so for Alaska, that would mean no more offshore drilling, no new gas pipeline. The second demand is to transition to 100% renewable energy. And the third demand is to divest from all fossil fuels.
And we will be gathering at 10 a.m. Saturday morning, the Saturday morning at the Capitol steps. And we will have a program with several speakers. And the highlight, our guest speaker, is Dr. Don Wobbles. And he is a climate scientist, atmospheric scientist, who worked on climate issues with the Obama administration and also was an advisor to the UN Intergovernmental Committee on Climate Change that won the Nobel Peace Prize. And we're very lucky because he's speaking at UAS on Friday night. We're very lucky that he's agreed to postpone his departure. He really did change his ticket to be able to do this because he's a very notable climate scientist.
How long have you all been gathered here in Juno as 350?
Since a year ago, April. We had our kickoff.
How do you feel like things are going?
Oh, my God. What do you think, Heather?
Pretty amazing, not to toot our own horn, but we just got accepted to this year-long cohort through 350 that kicks off with some training in Tennessee at the Highlander Center, which is well known for being a center, a hub for social justice training and whatnot. So, and we have our divestment campaign. I don't know if Elaine wanted to talk a little bit about that. So lots going on with 350 these days.
Yes, we've been working on a divestment campaign with other groups around the state of Alaska to divest the Alaska Permanent Fund. And we're moving along briskly with that campaign. Also, we just put on a reception for the magazine The Nation that came into Juneau on a cruise ship. And we were thrilled with the panel that was went on and with their speakers as well as our own, and then the gift they gave us, the donation of $3,500 in honor of 350. So we're coming up with films. We're going to have a film called The Reluctant Radical that we'll be showing in November.
Okay. These are some very sort of macro things that you are dealing with here. Do you guys also deal with small stuff like, hey, you guys should have electric cars or you should be?
We let Renewable Juno do that.
Okay.
We definitely support their work. There's no question about it. But let me tell you a little bit background of the Climate March. There are over 1,000 climate rallies around the world this Saturday in 50 different countries. There are over 180 events in the U.S. alone, and then four in Alaska. Homer, Fairbanks, Juneau, and Anchorage are all having substantial rallies around climate. And I think what makes this different from other rallies is that the speed up, the exponential speed up of the impacts of climate change. So we're now in an emergency situation, and it's very critical that we really pressure our elected officials and those who will be elected soon to enact legislation that reduces our carbon footprint here in Alaska. That's the least we can do, since we're responsible for a lot of the carbon footprint in the world as an oil state.
And I think that's what Dr. Wubbles will be addressing at evening at Egan at 7 p.m. at UAS, and then probably talking more about that at the rally on Saturday morning. What do you say when you meet a skeptic? What's your conversation look like?
Well, I have a lot of relatives who are skeptics. And here's what I feel. I feel that the vast majority of Americans are well-informed and very well know about climate change. They may not know the details. They may not know the urgency. So I save my energy to activate them to do something about it. Some people call it the low-hanging fruit. But eventually the skeptics will come around because the evidence is so obvious. I don't worry about them. They'll come around someday. I hope it's not too late. And but the important people are the decision makers, and we need to work with them.
And may I ask, what is one thing you convince one of your family members to do, or what's one thing you tell
them? Well, as I said, if they are skeptics, I don't convince them of anything, okay? Because there are enough folks that I spend my time on working, like at the rally, that to understand the urgency and how we have to do something at a policy level. And although it's wonderful to change our light bulbs, we're past that stage right now. We should still change them, but we really need to enact legislation such as carbon tax and we need to work outside the government to delegitimize the oil companies that have spent billions of dollars on a disinformation campaign trying to convince Americans that climate change is a hoax, and see where that gets us.
Okay. 10 a.m. on Saturday, just meet at the Capitol?
10 a.m., come to the Capitol steps, and there's one more thing.
Yeah, I also I will have the SEAC office open. I believe our address is
224 Gold Street.
Yes, thank you. And I'll be there about 8:30, and we'll do some sign making and have some coffee if anybody would like to make a sign before the rally.
Coffee and muffins. So
there
come over at 8:45.
Mm-hmm. And what is the address again?
224 Gold Street. That's the SEAC office.
Yeah. All right, downtown.
Trying to think where that is. Downtown. What's a close landmark?
Gosh, the parking lot on the corner. The state
bank. There's a bank around the corner.
All right, 224 Gold Street.
Yeah,
I'm sure you just put it in your phone.
Up towards the back of downtown.
It's kind of diagonal from McPheeters Hall.
McPheeters. Great.
All right. And where's the best place to find you all online?
350Juno@gmail.com.
Okay, and Facebook as well?
We are on Facebook, 350Juno.
Okay. We've been speaking with Elaine Schroeder and Heather Evoy about Saturday's Rise for Climate rally. It'll be on the Capitol steps. You can meet at 8:30, 8:45 at the SEAC office at up on Gold Street, or you can meet at 10 a.m. on the Capitol steps. Thank you both so much for coming on the show. Anything else you'd like to add?
Show up. It's really important. Your presence makes a difference. That's what I'd like to add.
Thank you.
Thank you.